Hello, and welcome back to another Fact Podcast. I'm Dr. Fred Clary, founder of Functional Analysis Chiropractic Technique, a chiropractic technique based on movement and breathing. Well, welcome to the end of summer 2023. We're getting there, another couple weeks, and we'll be into the autumn, fall season, people going back to, kids going back to school. I'm trying to get three of mine off to college. Looking forward to that. And now I thought I would address something that has really been bugging me lately. And I know in the past I've vented on certain things about science and what is science and what is not. And I thought I would just do a quick podcast today. I'll probably do another one this weekend. But I just want to do a quick podcast today of what science is and what science is not. So what does that mean? What science is and what science is not. Ready for this? And this is the big tagline. This is the punchline. Science isn't a choice. Science isn't a choice. It doesn't matter what you believe or want to believe. You cannot choose to ignore facts. Now, of course, we've heard in the media, well, those are your facts. Well, it doesn't work like that. Gravity is gravity. If you get on top of my house right now and jump off the roof, you will die. Or, you know, break everything you can in your body. So that's the thing that has changed in the last few years. Many things have changed since the pandemic. Many things have changed even before that, as far as what is truth, what the media is pushing, what is science. They put out one or two studies and say this is good, or they don't put out any studies and saying this medication, potion, or lotion is safe, and they don't even know. Yeah, it's safe for pregnant. It's safe for pregnancy. How do you know? You've only tested it for 6 months, and human pregnancy takes 9. And people bought it. They bought it hook, line, and sinker. That's not science. Science, you don't have a choice. When facts come out, or facts have been written previously, years, decades, years previously, you cannot ignore them. Now, here's the amazing thing. Because most people listening to this, your neighbors, they probably don't read past a 5th, 6th, 7th grade education level. And they definitely don't know how to read science. They struggle through it. So they have no clue. So they trust the talking heads on TV. They trust the talking heads of their neighbors. And they trust the talking heads of their medical doctors or chiropractors or dentists. And here's the problem. When you graduate, you're in such a philosophy in a box, you don't want to step out of your box. And that's not being a health scientist. That's not being a scientist. You got to get out of what you were taught and look for maybe there's other reasons. Maybe there's errors. Maybe there's other problems. And those are the things we want to start looking for. We want to start looking for maybe I should read all the books and research on the subject. Now, when it came to the C-19, came to coronavirus, there was tons of information on coronaviruses. Everyone had already had a coronavirus. But none of that was talked about. And they skewed it and twisted it into a way that you believe that this was a natural change of events. Now we know, of course, it was engineered and hybridized. We made a chimera out of it. You know, we made a Frankenstein virus. And yes, it could have been done here in America or China. Who cares? Because you have to deal with it once it gets out. The textbooks have already said, the research already said that a couple have gotten out from, you know, being manipulated and got out of the lab. We already know that. It's already fact. It's in the textbook. Just so you know, first thing comes out is research. Then that's a published paper. Then someone else tries to run the same research and publish a paper saying, yeah, you know, you did that study in Baltimore and I'm going to do this study in San Francisco. I did it the same way and came out with the same results. Wow, I validate your study. Then, eventually, over time, it makes its way, and it takes years, maybe decades, to get into a textbook, you know, a biology textbook, a scientific textbook. And in the textbook, it even says some of these C viruses got out of the lab. And then when I would say that to people casually, they were like, oh, no, it hasn't. It's not from some Chinese lab. And I'm like, we don't know that. But all I know is in the textbook, and it made it to our textbook, says they got out. So what does that mean? That means you have no clue what you're talking about. And everything I talked about for the last 3 years has come true 100%. But yet, I am still waiting for my inbox from all my apologies. Probably will not get them. And I'm not worried about getting them or not. Because I really feel sorry for the people that got hoodwinked. You can't ignore science. No matter how bad you want to believe, have faith, have religiosity about it, it's not true. So what does that say? That says that maybe the people that you're listening to as experts aren't. The main goal, say for an MD, a PhD, DC, DO, midwife, nurse practitioner, physician's assistant, anyone in healthcare, anyone studying biology, is to break out of their box once they get through all their academia and become a scientist, meaning testing the null hypothesis. Test if this is true. Reading all the research background on this. And I hate to say it, reading some textbooks. Yes, you got to break it out and read a textbook once in a while. This is why I got a bleeding ulcer during this time of COVID, because of the stress of people not following reality. Could you imagine living in a world where you got up and you walked outside and everyone said the sky was purple with white polka dots. It was purple with white polka dots. And you looked around and said, no, the sky's blue. Or it's smoky gray here thanks to the Canadian wildfires. What would you do if everyone believed that? And I'm gonna bring up something that happened to me personally. It's probably PTSD. But we were home recently for like a family reunion. And I was reminded at how one of my aunts really, really freaked me out when I was probably 6, 7, 8 years old. And she walked around and she said, oh, Freddy's disappeared. Freddy's disappeared. He's gone. And everyone played around with the same trick. Freddy's disappeared. And I'm like, I'm right here. I'm right in front of you, jumping up and down. Where's Freddy? I got so upset. I ran up the boardwalk. I hid under a sandwich board for a restaurant. I was crying. I was upset. Because I knew I was not invisible. I knew I could be seen. But everyone was saying something to the contrary. Fred, what does all this mean? It means sometimes you're gaslit to the point where either you start believing the error, the falsehood, the fake news, or you just be quiet. And a lot of times most of us are just quiet. Well, it's time not to be quiet anymore. It's time to start reading. It's time to start researching. It's time to start talking. And I'm not talking about the pandemic or any of that. I'm talking about your health, your life, your emotions. The people on the talking heads on the TV news are not going to help you. They're not going to save you. And they gave you completely wrong information. The only thing keeping you from even looking up some of that information is your cognitive dissonance, where you're just avoiding that subject. And what's amazing is you keep moving the goalpost. If I said, well, you know, I said it would be more than one shot. Oh, no. We knew there was going to be 2 shots. No. You slammed me, said I was an idiot because I said it'd be more than one shot. I was correct. Guess what? No apology. When I said it was basically a cold for most people, you know, oh, nope, not true. You shouldn't be, you know, blowing up lungs with a ventilator that are inflamed, just like a knee that's inflamed. Nope, not true. Now it's all come out that everything I said was true. thank God I helped my family out and protect them and protect my friends and protect my patients from inaccuracies and falsehoods. And if I'm not sure, I have to stay up a night and read a book or two, a research paper or two. And I suspend my own beliefs and my own philosophies and just accept the science. And what blew my mind is that all the science, and I've almost got through the 1,500 pages that are coming out now on the research here. 1,500 pages. It's a lot to skim. And it's a lot to speed read. Basically saying everything I've said. Didn't work. Not going to work. It's all in your head. Now, 10 years from now, are you going to look back and say I was hoodwinked? Or that I had the information? And this has been another Fact Podcast.